4CFW Mobile.
And SWJ, Echo Link.
It's Scott, how's everything in Kentucky?
Every great today. I beat the backup server, man. I conquered it and made it my own.
Deal, you got your problem solved from yesterday?
I did. Not the way that the vendor would have wanted me to do it, but I managed to do what I needed to do, and it's bent to my will now.
Showed it who's boss, right?
You're tootin'. It worked for it, though. That's for sure. It sure made me work for it.
Sometimes computers can be contrary. What you think should work just doesn't sometimes.
Some wonder if we're really better off with them.
I wonder myself. I think in the beginning they were pretty useful, but now with all the stuff, I think it's making us not quite as smart as we used to be.
Yeah, I start to wonder some of that stuff too, especially with all this AI stuff and all that. I don't know. I think it's starting to cross the line.
This AI stuff, I was, you know, seeing the article about the AI actress and everything, and you can't tell, you know, if a video is real or fake or anything. So it's, it's a little bit far-fetched.
That's pretty wild. An AI actress. I don't even know what to think about that.
I mean, everybody in Hollywood's all up in an uproar, and that, you know, I mean, you don't even need a, you know, production crew and everything. You can speak any language and that. I think she even got a, like, an Instagram or something. Her name, they call her Tilly Norwood.
I can't imagine where it's going to go from there.
About it, and everybody in the commercial is AI, and I mean, it looks totally real. Star Trek stuff and the George Jetson stuff's coming true.
It is. I mean, it really is. But we need some of the cooler stuff, like warp drive and stuff like that, not some of this stuff that, you know, is like borderline evil.
Just take social media. I mean, kids can't even communicate with each other nowadays. They don't know how to talk. They only know how to do it in a written word on a text. You really can't get the full meaning out of that.
And they use those emojis, and all those emojis, there's so many emojis, and they all look so similar. I can't tell them apart. And, I mean, I still use colon, dash, parenthesis.
KN4, TFW. The weather like up there?
It's a little bit chilly, but I'd say it's about the same as it is down in South Carolina.
And I'm up that way in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's different than it is down there. I mean, I'm in short sleeves. I do have pants on, but that's mostly because I'm in the office. I'm sure of that. I have now officially accomplished what I came up here to do. Now I can go home, right?
Yeah, you gotta stay the rest of the week and come home on Friday.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, they don't see it the way I do.
It's a bad spot. KN4, TFW.
2, SWJ, Echo Link.
Billboard gets me every time.
I just knew billboards going up on Rutherford Road. That shocked the crap out of me.
I'm up everywhere, and all the electronics is, you know, messing with other stuff.
These old school billboards, just paper.
No, billboards, what, it could only hold one advertisement, and you had to have a crew go up there and put it up, right? Now you can just do it from your office and change it and have multiple things on it.
You remember when we came out with those changing billboards? They had those triangular panels that would twist. I remember those.
So you got any projects going on for this weekend?
I'm going to HF antenna out this weekend. I had planned on doing it last weekend, but I ended up working the entire weekend on this migration project that has spilled over into this week and everything else, and did not even get 10 minutes to go out and work on that antenna. So that is my goal for this weekend, to get my HF antenna out.
You'll enjoy it when you get on the air.
And if I get a little bit of extra time, I was going to go and to a park or somewhere and try to do a POTA.
And I need to get back on my HF. I just kind of, too many things get in the way right now. And I don't like to fire it up when it's, you know, storming in the area.
There'll be time on the HF, so I'm looking forward to it.
First contact was up in Canada.
That's cool. I'm excited. I can't imagine where I'm gonna be. It'll probably end up being like somebody down the street or something.
HF net every night. I think it's on like, I want to say 39:15, and that is like, I don't know, 7 or 7:30, but the hardest one net controller for me to get was the guy in Greenville.
I had a rag chew last night on the net, talking about ground wave and all that stuff. They were trying to talk to, like, Hendersonville over HF and whatnot, and it was a good conversation.
If one spot that's hard for me to get is, like, northern Georgia. Seems to be really hard to get that. In here, pretty close, it's hard to get. Although I can get Clemson pretty good. There's a ham radio operator over there, my Elmer, and I can usually reach him.
Cool. Yeah. I gotta figure out how to do like the logging and stuff for like POTA and stuff like that. I need to look that up and figure out how to do that.
Just regular log, I use QRZ, but for POTA, I mean, I made an account, and then because I've never activated, so I can't help you how you put all that in, but once I contact the operator, then I get credit for it once he logs it in.
Okay, I see. It's a whole website and everything. I gotcha.
Too hard for you to figure out, but since you're an IT guy, and for somebody like me that's not used to doing that, it's you know, all gibberish.
Yeah, cool. Alright, I'm checking this out. I'm getting this. This is nifty. Cool. Yeah. One thing I want to try is I want to try a fox hunt sometime.
Now, isn't that where they put out a beacon somewhere and you got to try to figure out where it is?
Yeah, clubs up in the western North Carolina do them, like, weekly.